Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Sukkah, Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph. Again, we continue to explain what we learned in Perek Dalid, Mishnah Aleph. One of the things that the Mishnah taught us there was, Hechalil Chamisha Veshisha, that the flute is played 5 or 6 days. The emissary is that in the Beis HaMikdash they had many musical instruments, but we refer to the general playing in the Beis HaMikdash as Hechalil, because the sweet sound of the flute was heard more so than any of the other instruments. That's how the Bat Tanura explains this. So again, Hechalil, this that we learned in the Mishnah, that they sang the flute, Chamisha Veshisha. How did this work? What was this Chalil? Enfit the Mishnah. Zehu HaChalil Shel Beis HaShe'eva. We're referring to the Simcha and the joy in the Beis HaMikdash, every single day throughout Sukkot, after the Tumid Shel Beinu Habayim, where they played the entire night until the morning, as a covet for the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim. Where was this Simcha? It was in the Ezras Nashim, but it's called Beis HaShe'eva, Al Shem the mitzvah of She'eva Semayim, because the Iker Simcha was the drawing of water, like the Pasuk says, U'shafte Mayim B'sasayin. And this Simcha was Noheg, sometimes 5 days, sometimes 6 days, but never all 7 days. What's the reason that it was never all 7 days? She'ein adoicha le'as Shabbos, b'le'as Yamtiv. They never play the music on Shabbos, and also not on the first day of Yamtiv, because this Simcha is not a mitzvah min ha'tayra. There was just Noheg, an extra Simcha, to show their love and affection for the mitzvah. Therefore, this Simcha is not doicha, the iser that there is to play musical instruments on Shabbos and Yamtiv. Chazal Aser, the playing of musical instruments on Shabbos and Yom Tov, is a gzeira that will come to fix the clay shear, like we learned in Masechtas Bei, if you remember. So if they couldn't play on the first day, which was Yom Tov, remember in Eretz Yisrael there's only one day, and they couldn't play on a Shabbos that would take place throughout the rest of Yom Tov, so there were only 5 days left. However, when the first day fell on Shabbos, there were 6 days left. Now remember, it was just the singing, the actual Nisach HaMayim took place all 7 days. Furthermore, this Isser was only on the Simchas Beis HaShe'eva, but the Shir that took place B'Shas HaKrovas Karbonei Sibur, that was Daicha Shabbos and Yom Tov, because that's considered an Avoida. And the Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash was Daicha Shabbos and Yom Tov. Zok the Mishnah Vayter, Amru, the previous generations would say, Kol Mishal Leira Simchas Beis HaShe'eva, if a person did not see the Simcha of Beis HaShe'eva, Leira Simcha, he never saw a complete Simcha Meyam of all of his days. The people were just so happy then. The truth is, that's the real simcha, when a person is zecher to feel the simcha shel mitzvah. Okay, quickly chazering over what we learned in our Mishnah. We learned that the flute in the Beis HaMikdash, and this is really a reference to all of the musical instruments, they were played either 5 or 6 days. 6 days of the first day was Shabbos. This way Yom Tov and Shabbos were both the same day. Only 5 days, if Shabbos was throughout Yom Tov, because they wouldn't play, not on Yom Tov and not on Shabbos. The previous generation said, whoever didn't see the rejoicing of the Simchas Beis HaShe'eva never felt real Simcha, never saw real Simcha in his lifetime.